ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 8 चैप्टर 24 टेक्स्ट 38 मदीयं महिमानं च परं ब्रह्मेति सब्दितं वेत्स्यसि अनुगृहीतं मे संप्रश्ने विवृतं हृदि मदीयं pertaining to me, mahimanam, glories, cha, and param brahma, the supreme brahman, the absolute truth, iti, thus, sabditam, celebrated, vetsyasi, you shall understand, anugruhitam, being favored, may by me, some prasne by inquiries, vivrutam thoroughly explained, ridhi within the heart. How many people have heart here? Oh, it took a little while to put the hand up, right? You're not sure you have a heart? I should be like this. कितने लोगों के पास हृदय है? बेटर, मच बेटर. ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाई डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद महाराज की. यू विल बी थोरली एडवाइस्ड एंड फेवर्ड बाई मी एंड बिकॉज ऑफ योर इंक्वायरीज एवरीथिंग अबाउट माई ग्लोरीज विच आर नोन एज परम ब्रह्म विल बी मैनिफेस्ट विद इन योर हार्ट. Thus, you will know everything about me. Purport. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 15:15, Sarvasya Chaham Ridhi Sannivisto Mata Smritim Jnanam Apohanam Cha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Paramatma, is situated in everyone's heart, and from Him come remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. From Him comes what? Remembrance, knowledge and forgetfulness. The Lord reveals Himself in proportion to one's surrender unto Him. Ye yatha mam prapadyante tam sathaiva bhajami aham. In responsive cooperation, the Lord reveals Himself in proportion to one's surrender. That which is revealed to one who is fully surrenders is different from what is revealed to one who surrenders partially. Everyone naturally surrenders to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, either directly or indirectly. The conditioned soul surrenders to the laws of nature in material existence. But when one fully surrenders to the Lord, material nature does not act upon him. Such a fully surrendered soul is favored by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Mam eva ye prapadyante mayam etam taranti te. One who has fully surrendered to the Lord has no fear of the modes of material nature, for everything is but an expansion of the Lord's glories. Sarvam khalo idam brahmam, and these glories are gradually revealed and realized. The Lord is the supreme purifier, param brahma, param dham, pavitram, paramam bhavan. The more one is purified and the more he wants to know about the supreme, the more Lord reveals to him. Full knowledge of Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan is revealed to the pure devotees. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Tesam evanukampartham aham ajnana jham tamaha Nasiyami Atma Bhavasto Jnana Dipena Bhavasta. Out of compassion for them, I dwelling in their hearts, destroy with the shining lamp of knowledge the darkness born of ignorance. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Ti Namine. Everyone. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Prashyata Desatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everyone can repeat. You will be thoroughly advised and favored by me. And because of your inquiries, everything about my glories, which are known as Param Brahma, will be manifest within your heart. Thus you will know everything about me. So who is talking to whom? Who is talking to Satyavata? Yes, Matsyavatara. A fish, right? How many of you have experienced having a fish in the house, in a tank? Or you've seen a fish in a tank? How many of you experience your fish talking to you? No? Next time you see a fish, try talking to it. You never know. At least chant Hare Krishna, because the Jivatma and Paramatma seated within the body of that fish also. So although that fish may not talk to you, but it can hear the holy name. Vaishnav, we are meant to be Kripalu. We are meant to be merciful. And where do we learn this mercy coming from? In this case, a fish, right? The Lord can come in any form. The Lord can come in any form, anytime. This time He decides to come as a little fish. So little, cute little fish, right? And then He turns into a bigger fish, and then bigger fish, and suddenly a gigantic fish, you know? So this must be some really extraordinary experience, because normally when you look at the fish, you think it's only a fish, right? And the reason why we think of that it's only a fish, because we're also seeing ourselves as only a human being, you know? We are not at the stage where we can see the Supreme Personality of Godhead residing in every living entity. And we are not able to see that every body that is moving, there is a tiny little minute spark called the Jivatma, just like we are the Jivatma, and we are not able to see ourselves. So because we are in this bodily conception, that means we are still so much in the mode of ignorance that we are not able to even realize that we are a soul, part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. No? And therefore, you know, when we see a fish, we only see a fish, right? Because that science, that although we hear the Bhagavatam every day, although we chant the holy name every day, the science has not really entered our hearts. Once it enters our heart, once the holy name enters our heart, then we will be able to see the Atma in every living entity. This one word that really struck me here in this sloka was anugruhitam, being favored, you know. In these circumstances, you know, King Satyavrata, he was not in knowledge, he didn't know that Lord is going to come. You know, initially when he receives the fish in his hand, he puts it back into the water, you know. But then the fish comes back, says, please protect me, right? Fish is saying, protect me. Now, so King Satyavrata, he must be initially somewhat bewildered. thinking the fish is talking to me. But because he was Satya Vrata. What is Satya? What's the meaning of Satya? Satya? Truthfulness. And Vrata? Wow. Right? He was King Satya Vrata. What a name and what a form of discipline and what an example. A great example, so much so that the Lord wants to come to him to give him special blessings, you know. The Lord wants to come to King Satyavrata to give him blessings, and to through him he is selected so that for millenniums of years to come, or generations of living entities to come, we can remember the mercy that Lord bestows upon. Hare Krishna, Santi. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, if you look at the Bhagavad Katha, then every time the Lord, he comes to some very advanced devotees, you know. Even when he comes as Krishna, you know, he selects Vasudeva and Devaki, and then he also gives, you know, joy to Nanda Baba and his entire family, dynasty of cows, dynasty of gopis, dynasty of peacocks, calves, you know, coward boys, right? So he comes, he selects, the Lord selects, and he'll select those important personality, you know? Like when Mother Janaki comes, yeah, Sita Devi comes, you know, Janak Maharaj is selected, you know. If you look at the different saintly personalities, most of them are kings, and they have performed extraordinary tapasya, you know. They performed extraordinary tapasya, and then the Lord comes through them. You know, he comes to them or through them, and then he bestows extraordinary leela. You know, as Krishna, as a coward boy, he is performing so many pastimes. You know, he is killing demons with one finger, and he is stealing butter with another finger, and then he is dancing with the gopis, and then he is, you know, running around with, I don't know, 9-leg cows. You know, how he did that only he knows, right? Try to take care of 9 cows and see what it feels like. No, right? We have 300 cows in our one goshala. I think we have 550 cows in both the goshalas. But every week we are considering how to take care of them, how to just feed them, you know, how to move them around. And here Nanda Baba has so many 9-leg cows, and Krishna, a little toddler, is going around, running around the cows. And then he has a special sequence in which he divides the cows, so he knows that all the cows that go with him are all the cows that come back also, you know. He doesn't need guide dogs, you know. Anyway, so the Lord is very merciful in whichever incarnation he comes, you know, he selects, you know. Now he is very, very favorable to his devotees. Even if you are a devotee like Satyavrata and unknowingly you do some service, here in this case, when he takes the fish, he doesn't know initially that this fish is the Supreme Personality of God. He's doing service, you know. And it is explained by Prabhupada that even he is serving the fish unknowingly, then finally the Lord becomes very happy with him. And then he says that, now, dear king, I am blessing you. I am blessing you so that you will know all the sciences of the universe. You know, what is all the Vedas, all the sciences? You know, what is happening in this planet, what is happening beyond this planet, what's happening in Indra Loka, what's happening in Brahma Loka. He gets to know everything just by a glance of the Supreme Lord. And, you know, as human beings, how many years we spend just to get one degree? You go to school, then you go to college, then you go to university, right? How many years do you spend here in university? 4 years, 5 years? And then you come out with a piece of paper, right? Piece of paper. And then you go looking for a job and you can't find a job. See the difference between the spiritual science and the material science. Such huge difference. Here, just a glance and he gets to know everything. Just a touch on Prahlad Maharaj and he can recite shlokas unlimitedly. You know? Just a glance for Dhruva Maharaj and he sees that even if he had a planet greater than that of Lord Brahma, he sees that at a pieces of broken glasses. In other words, now he realizes the entire material universe is pieces of broken glasses. Right? So, from this we can understand that any which way we can give devotional service to Krishna or his devotees, Krishna will be very merciful to us. I was listening to a class this morning by Prabhupada, and Prabhupada was saying, there are two things you have to do seriously every day. Two things. One is you must come and take darshan every day of Krishna. You must come and take darshan in the temple every day. And two, he says you must chant every day. Very simple, right? Not so complicated. What is the tapasya required in there? But then he explains the importance of taking darshan. He says that when you come and take darshan, you see Krishna and naturally you will think of Krishna. Because otherwise we are so degraded and see so fallen that we are not in front of Krishna. Even when we are chanting the holy name of Krishna, our mind is, you know, traveling like a bus kid through so many places. In just 1 second, you're going to so many places, you know, except for going to the lotus feet of the Lord. You know? So therefore he says, come and take darshan sincerely and be grateful to Guru and Parampara that they have given us this system whereby we can see Krishna, take darshan and remember him. So then when you go away from here, if you have taken proper darshan of Krishna, then you will remember him. When you come in front of Krishna Balaram and look at their smiling faces and how nicely they are decorated, you should feel they are going to jump off the altar any time and then we are going to run with him and go and play with the cows, for example. You know, some sincere feelings should be like that. If you have read the 10th canto and read the pastimes of Krishna Leela, then there are so many things that you can pick up. And when you look at the deities, you remember that. And you desire that maybe one day I will also run with Krishna, why not? You know, he's merciful, he's equally disposed to everyone. You know? And then Prabhupada says that if you control your tongue properly and you chant the holy name properly, then as you chanting, because you have taken darshan of Krishna nicely, you will remember Krishna. So how many people keep barometer in the system in the life, like a barometer? You know what a barometer is? Like for example, a barometer looks something like this and you draw marks. For example, you have to collect $100,000 for your project to build a Tulsi house. So people draw a barometer and then they mark 10,000, 20,000, 50,000, 99,000 and then 100,000. You know, so they, as they're collecting the money, they put marks. This is how much money we have got, right? We do that in Gujarat also, right? So, we have to keep a barometer, you know, in life. What is our barometer? Where are we at? Are we at the stage of sambandha? Are you at the stage of abhidaya? Or are you nearly there? What is the last stage? Prayojana, right? Where do I really stand? Where is my situation? And this can be judged by how we take darshan. And then after taking darshan, mangalati or deity greetings, when you're chanting, you see, are you anywhere near King Satyavrata that you are seriously thinking of the Lord? His tapasya, if you look at the sastras and you study about his life, then you see how much tapasya he performed. Any of these kings where the Lord appears, you see the tapasya they perform, you look at their characteristic, look at the discipline, and by example the discipline they set. Like Janak Maharaj, if you read about his pastimes, they said even the person who is sweeping the floor in his kingdom, right? That person is also very scholarly, has the science of Krishna consciousness. You can stop them and have a very nice Krishna katha with them, you know? Even a Jadwala, you know? So, for us, we think Prakasananda Saraswati was a great scholar. But a Jaduwala can contain that kind of a person in that yuga, you know. So that is a very important phenomenon of our life, that we follow a barometer, that where do I really stand, you know? And how do I check? Another way to check is when I come to Bhagavatam class, am I looking at the clock and saying, Baba, when will this class finish so I can get my prasadam, right? Or are you sitting here and actually listening, sravanam, kirtanam, are we doing real sravan and really thinking and trying to connect, you know? It's important to connect. Don't just be a pencil. You have to take a pencil and sharpen it. And you have to pull the lead out of the pencil, right? When the lead comes out of the pencil, then you connect it to a piece of paper and you can write. You know? So inside us, we also have that devotion, that bhava is there, it's dormant, it's sitting there. We have to bring it out by taking proper darshan, by eating proper prasadam and respecting prasadam, by serving and respecting our service that we get, you know, by appreciating other devotees around us, you know, that bhava has to be developed. You know. Like Gopal Bhatt Goswami had this bhava, he was worshipping a Shaligram Shila, right? What happened to the Shaligram? It became a Radharaman temple, right? His bhava was that he was desiring that I am doing worshipping like this. If I had a form of Krishna, I could be dressing Krishna and bathing him like that also. So he was thinking like that, and then one night before going to sleep, he was thinking, Gopal, if you can come out of a pillar for Prahlad Maharaj, why can't you come out of my Shaligram Shila? Right? He's thinking, such deep bhava is there, why you can't come out of my Shaligram Shila? And the next morning, Gopal had to respond, you know, he had to come out. This is connecting. You're connecting. You're taking the lead out of the pencil and you're connecting to the paper and then you're able to write, you know. So same thing, same function. You are bringing the dormant love for Krishna which has been hidden in yourself life after life. You know? And when that comes out, then you are able to connect, then you can become to the highest level, you know. First sambandha, realize that there is a lead inside you, there is that love for Krishna inside us and that we have to bring it out. And when you realize, then you have to put it into action. How do I bring it out? By all these wonderful examples, we select one process. Adhishravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnusmaranam, like that, take one of the nine processes and we start practicing. And when you start practicing, then from Abhidaya, you will come to Prayojana. If you want to Prayojana, you have to endeavor. Nothing comes easy. No? Even a BA or an MSc or a PhD, you have spent years and years working so hard to get your degree. So why you think it should be so easy just to get Krishna? But you know what? It is easy. It's much easier than going for PhD and MSc and other things. No? If you endeavor sincerely, Krishna is very kind. Krishna is very, very kind. Srila Prabhupada was very, very kind. You know, when he first came to America and he saw all the malechas, you know, everyone is drinking alcohol, illicit activities, eating meat. He didn't turn around and say to them, you guys are all fools, rascals, and you are going to go to dog head, you know. He actually bestowed mercy upon them. He went out of his way to practice what Lord Chaitanya had given us. You know, Name Ruchi, Jive Daya, Vaishnava Seva. You know, here in the fish incarnation, the Lord is being merciful, but he's also setting that example for us when he comes as Lord Chaitanya as to how each and every one of us can put this into practice onto so many living entities who are suffering. Don't ever underestimate their life. If I don't go out preaching today, it's okay. You don't know. That day when you miss out, you may just miss out on some very, very important personality. Every moment counts. Every step counts. You know, every endeavor counts. Why? Because Krishna is watching you. As Paramatma, he is watching every step. And every step that is persevered sincerely, if you work on it sincerely, he helps you to connect to people who are really in need of this mercy. And He is the one who ultimately selects who are the people you will be meeting. And that will depend upon your desire. Now when He says, Ye yatha mam prapadyante tam sathaiva bhajamiham, you know, according to your endeavors, I will reciprocate. You know, you take one step, I'll take 10 steps. You take 10, I will take 100. But at least take the steps. If you don't take the steps, then how will you know? Right? We have to take the steps. If we take the steps, then everything will start falling into the place. We don't want to remember the past lives. You know, He says, I am the one who gives you forgetfulness also. Why? Can you imagine if you could remember who you were last life and the life before that, and how many aparadhas you committed, how many people's toes you stepped onto, how many people stabbed you in the back, right? There's one real life story, a 5-year-old girl. This was in our BTG many years back when I first joined, I think it was in the 80s. This 5-year-old girl, she was remembering a particular town, a particular village, and particular names of the people. So initially people thought mentally retarded, something's wrong with her, you know. And she's telling them, no, I know there is this village, I know there is these people who are existing, you probably know, right? And so finally the parents got concerned and they could see the girl was normal, but see, how is it that she's talking of all these people, how is she's talking about this village and this place and activities? So they researched and they found a village she was talking about, and this time the journalist was with them also, and they went to this village. And as soon as they entered the village, the girl said, I know this village. From now, from here, I will take you to my house. So she took them to the place, and then she saw the family members and said, this is my husband, this is my grandmother, these are my children. A 5-year-old girl is talking like, and she knows the name of everyone. And then she said, there was a door here, that door is not here anymore. And then they asked, they said, yes, there was a door here. The reason why we closed the door here is, there was some scuffle and somebody came and fired a shot, and the husband's wife was shot and she died. And that happened to be the little girl. And she was shot in the forehead and she had as a birthmark in the forehead. Now, how many of you would like to remember something like that? This is what happened. I was shot in my last life, or I was a cockroach in my last life, or, you know, I stole the money and then I went to Tihar jail or something like that, you know. So, it is better not to dwell on the past, but what is most important is to dwell on the present and to develop the future. To develop your steps going towards the future so that we do not have to come back. You know, you don't want to come back again and again and again. Therefore, when you come to the class, come prepared to the class. If you come daily, then you know what was spoken yesterday. And even if you are not able to be here every day because of your service or maybe living in Delhi or someplace, you know, this one-eyed guru is with you all the time. Go on the internet and listen to the class. Follow systematically. Out of your 24 hours, you only have to give 30 minutes really to listen to the class. No? And then, if you're listening daily, then Krishna will inspire you to ask questions. And those questions are what's going to help you to develop your barometer. That barometer will build up slowly. You know, our persistence, our endeavors, our sincere endeavors to chant the holy name, our sincere endeavors to do the sravanam in the Bhagavatam class, no? Then you will not think of running to prasadam, you will think of staying here to ask questions. And when you ask questions, it is really great things. Athatu Brahma Jigyasa, the beginning of our spiritual life initially is when you start asking questions. But that is just the beginning. You begin to control your tongue or engage your tongue in the right direction, but we have to continue engaging this tongue while we are in this body in the appropriately divine direction all the time by asking more and more and more questions so that we can get more and more realization. And then one day Krishna will come. He told Satyavrata that in 7 days everything is going to be annihilated, but guess what, you know, You are the chosen one. I'm going to send some boats. I'm going to take you back. You know? He gave Satyavrata a very spiritual Titanic, the one that doesn't sink. No? Right? And for sure, the Saptarishis and some of the divine denizens, they were all able to bypass the storm. Otherwise, the entire universe is annihilated, not just the earth planet. And can you imagine that you are the selected ones, that when the entire universe is annihilated, you do not drown in the system. You don't go into a stalemate situation until again Lord Brahma wakes up. No? So let us all sincerely help each other. Let's encourage each other. You know, if you see something is wrong, you feel something is wrong, don't speculate, please. Speculating is as bad as gambling. No, don't gamble. Please don't gamble with your lives. We shouldn't gamble with our lives. If we see something is going terribly wrong, if we feel something is wrong, inquire first. You know, our thinking can also be wrong because we are not perfect. No. And once you think and you inquire, if there is a need for correction, use the rubber on the back of the pencil and rub it out. And use the lead to correct it. It's not so difficult. Don't complicate your life and don't complicate other devotees' life. Every opportunity you get, correct yourself. Every opportunity you get, help others to correct themselves. No, don't step on their toes. You know, if you are in Krishna consciousness and your barometer is going in the right direction, you will always be doing Krishna Katha. But if your barometer is going in the wrong direction, then you will get involved in Gramya Katha. No? And Gramya Katha means you are going in the swirl wind of the storm and you are drowning now. No? So, it's good if you don't have a barometer in your room and you don't have a fish in your room, you can at least for this month take a piece of paper and draw a barometer and draw a little fish in a tank. And remind yourself every day that even in the form of a fish, the Lord can come and bestow mercy upon us. Okay? Thank you so much. We have 5 minutes. Any questions or comments?
You were giving the pastime of somebody hires who showed the village in those pastimes for 3 years. So, like this is a fortunate person who can remember his pastime. But in Kali Yuga, it was very difficult. But sure. Here, Prabhupada also, to God says, I can remember and forget this. So this remembrance for
the spiders
was given by
Lord Krishna. Nice comment. See, just remember, we are in Vrindavan. This is Vrindavan. Great opportunity. Not everyone can be in Vrindavan. No? People hanker to come to Vrindavan, and especially in the West, your life is so entangled, right? Mortgage payment, car loan payment, this payment, that payment, you have a whole list. And then your income, before it comes, is already spent. And then you get 2 weeks leave in a year, and you get 1 week sick leave in a year. And you can't take it all together. So if you want to come from Canada, America, London, or anything, it's such an endeavor that you come here. When they come here, if you see them, their mind is so chanchal. They want to see this, that, another place, and they're thinking, I got to go back, you know. But just consider how fortunate we are that we don't have to go to the hellish parts of the planets. We are in Golok Dham here. You know, this is not just like another city or another village. This is Vrindavan. You know? This is Krishna's place. Krishna personally spent time here. And he performed extraordinary pastimes that are inconceivable. You know? Can you imagine lifting the Govardhan Hill without touching it? Without touching it, that it's lifting a Govardhan Hill,
We can't even lift a stone. If we have a big stone, we, you know, if a stone is 200 pounds, we need 4 people to lift it. No?
So don't consider this as an extra, a simple, ordinary place just like any other village or another city. This is the spiritual world.
So we are all fortunate according to our previous and past good karmas, and that's why we are coming here.
We are fortunate because we are selected to be here, just like Satyavrata was selected, you know. It is the tapasya. Our tapasya is there every day, coming to Mangala Arati, performing sadhana bhakti, and doing Guru Puja and doing devotional service. That is the tapasya of this yuga. You know, endeavor sincerely. Don't drown from that. Your tapasya should become more and more intense. Your Mangala Arati should become more exciting. Your japa should become more exciting. Attending Guru Puja should become more exciting. You should be dancing, chanting, not just standing and looking who is here and who is not here. That's not what we come here. We come here to glorify Guru and Gauranga. Yes, Mataji.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for the wonderful class. My question is, as you said here in Bhagavatam, Satyavrata Maharaj, as you explained very beautifully, the one who is truthful, the one who has taken the vow to be truthful. As devotees, we should also be truthful. Where we all are lacking, always, as you mentioned, come in a time or we propagate, but something we have to see within, where we all are lacking.
So that's how you check your barometer. Are you being honest to yourself or not? Right? If I am being honest to myself, that's the beginning. It's like the charity starts at home. No? So truthfulness and checking your truthfulness also starts at home. There's so many people here, including me. You can't all tell where I am at. I can't tell where you are at. But at least I can tell where I am at by checking myself, rather than living in illusion. You know. And then if I become a good example, everyone else will be encouraged to become a good example. You know? So that way, by becoming good examples, that also brings out the truthfulness in us. You know, and just like I said, we have all made so many mistakes. That's why we are here, another life. But this time we have an opportunity to rub. Use the eraser on the back of the pencil and rub it out for once and all. Okay? Don't carry it with you in the next page. It's not worth it. It's not necessary. It's not worth it. Just rub it out for once and all, and here Prabhupada has given us the mercy, unlimited mercy. There's so many different ways you can rub that out, and then you follow one path and then become sincere. As soon as you become sincere, truthfulness is part of that. You know? If you follow this process, all these disciplining things, all these things that we are supposed to be truthful, honest, this, it'll just come out naturally.
Yes. Because
you are
being conditioned like
that, use and exploit. Yes. Good. Thank you. Be honest, be sincere, take your life seriously. Dhruva Maharaj took his life very seriously at the age of 5, and Krishna had to come. You know, he had a desire, but he took it desire seriously, you know. So Prahlad Maharaj was 5. Krishna came to him. And how old are we now? 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, divided by 5. How many opportunities we have missed out? Right? Thank you so much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Itai Gaura Pramanandi.